Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will Be'ezus Hashem be joining the share. Parshas Re'ei Tovshin Pei Dalid Shabbos Mevorchim Chayidish Elul. We're going to learn a Meshech Chochma today who says an unbelievable pshat in Psukim in Yehoshua and Shoftim. And this is very dear to me. Amal, a person gets a kiss from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're learning one thing, and randomly, so to speak, with quotes, you come across it somewhere else, in another limud of yours, or in the Parsha, or something like that, and it's a siman tov when your limudim, your learning, overlaps. It's a kiss from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, gives a person the confidence and the person a boost to be able to continue what they're doing. So why am I telling you this? Just about a month ago, a little bit over a month ago, I was sitting in the kollel in the morning, and next to me was Rabbi Anko Kleinman, and he turns to me and he says, you follow a schedule of Nach Yoimi from Zichron and Shner in Toronto. I get an email in the beginning of every month with a calendar of how the Nach is split up, usually a parak a day. If it's a little bigger parak, they split into two. On the bottom, they have points of interest of Mefarshim to look at. And I've been doing it for 2 years, and we're finishing today. Tomorrow's a new cycle. If you or anyone is interested, I could give you the calendar, and you could sign up for the email. So this has been something I've been thinking about for a while. I said, let me try it. Not only I tried it, a few Chashavim Light in the Kailo tried it, and we got like a little Chabura together. We didn't learn at the same time, but we spoke, we would talk it over. Akasha, Teretz, Apshat. And Baruch Hashem, we finished Yeshua this week, and we just started Shoftim on Wednesday. Today is the second day, second half of Perek Aleph of Shoftim. Tomorrow is Shoftim Perek Beis. And if anyone's interested in the information, you could reach out to me. And so when I opened up the Meshech Chochma this morning to see which Meshech Chochma we're going to learn, it jumped out at me, the Meshech Chochma on Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches. A Meshech Chochma I've learned many times, but now that I'm actually in the Inyan of Yeshua and Shoftim, it's making a much bigger Roshem and a difference, and seeing the beauty of it, the Lashon of the Pachad Yitzchak in the end of, I'm not a Bucky, but Rav Kupperman brings down, look over there in Pachad Yitzchak, Chelek Chanukah, the end of Maimer Yud, he says, look, these are the Dvarim HaMesulaim, which means the Mehulalim, the praiseworthy words of the Meshech Chochma, is this piece. And in this piece he handles Shoftim Perek Beis, which is tomorrow's Nach Yoimi, Psukim from today's Nach Yoimi, Psukim from earlier in the week, at the end of Yehoshua, end of Yeshua and beginning of Shoftim, which is this week's Limud. So I'm feeling this kiss from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and let us go into this Meshech Chochma, who's going to teach us a Yesod in Halacha and Pshat in the Psukim. So the Pasuk says, Perek Yebeis, Pasuk Ches, Leisasun, Kechol Asher Anachnu, Oisim Pa'ayim, Ish Kalayosha Be'inov. So Rashi understands it to mean that we're going to go over into the over the Yardain. For 14 years, you're going to be allowed to bring a karbon and a bama and a private mizbeach in your backyard. Why? Because in those 14 years, you have not come el amenucha vel anachla, not to Shiloh, not to Yerushalayim, and therefore you're allowed to bring karbonos and a bama. Says Rameir Simcha, Hikshali echad mi loim de lemed. Someone who is learned, loim de lemed, asked me the following question. In Shoftim Perek Beis, tomorrow's Nach Yoimi, according to this schedule, point out, I think it's a different schedule than like the Aguda has or the OU, and they have Nach Yoimi. It's a different schedule. B'Shoftim Perek Beis, Pasuk Hey, over there in the beginning of Perek Beis, it says, Amalach Hashem came from Gilgal. It's referring to Navi Hashem, Pinchas, the Radak says. And he came to give Musar to Klal Yisrael, that they let the Canaanim live in the land. They didn't fully conquer the land. I told you that you have to destroy them. And when the Pasuk says, when the Malach Hashem said this to Klal Yisrael, they all cried, Vayikru Shem HaMokem Ahu Boichim, so they called this place Boichim, Vayizbechu Shom LaHashem, and they brought Karbonas to Hashem. Frekt, the Echod Miloim De Lamed. This happened after the death of Yeshua. After the death of Yeshua. Now, even though in the next pasuk it says Vayishalach Yeshua as Ha'am, Rashi says no, that pasuk is referring to something that happened much earlier, because right now we're talking about after Misas Yeshua, which happened in the end of Sefer Yeshua. So after Misas Yeshua, V'Yeshua chai chov cheshana v'yoyim shenichnu solaretz. Yeshua lived 28 years after they got into Eretz Yisrael. So this is after the 14 years of conquering and dividing Eretz Yisrael, the 14 years of Kibush and Chiluk. This is 14 years later, at least, Kedisa B'Seder Oilam. V'amishkan b'shiloi hukam tekev acha yodalit shana shekibshu v'chilku. The Mishkan in Shiloi was erected after the 14 years of conquering and dividing, like it says in Yeshua Perek Yudches Pasuk Aleph, v'yikolu kol adas b'nei Yisrael Shiloi, v'yishkin v'yashkinu shamas oyo moyed, v'oretz nichbish alifneim. Klal Yisrael gathered in Shiloi, and they set up the oyo moyed, and the land had already, according to the Radaka, means Haaretz Nichbish Alifneim, it had already been conquered in front of them. Ubepasuk Nun Aleph in Perek Yutes, Eile Hanachalais Hashenachlu Elozer Akein V'Yeshua Benun, V'Roshi Ovis Lamatis B'nei Yisrael B'Goyrol, B'Shiloi Lifnei Hashem Pesach Hayo Mayen, V'Yichlu Mechalek Es Haaretz. So Klal Yisrael set up the Mishkan in Shiloi immediately after they finished conquering and dividing Eretz Yisrael in those 14 years called Kibush V'Chiluk. V'chein B'Seder Olam. So Frekt Echad Meloim De'Lamed. If 14 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael, they set up the Mishkan in Shiloi, and once the Mishkan is in Shiloi, K'loi Bosam La'Mnucha V'Lanachala, we just read in the Pasuk according to Chazal that once they got to Shiloi, Bamais became Aser. Yerushalayim Bamais became Aser. If that's true, this is at least 14 years later, because this is after Misas Yeshua, who lived for 28 years after they got into Eretz Yisrael. Im Kain, Azhayu HaBamais Asurim. So this Mais and Perek Beis in Baichim, Bamais were Aser, Ve'ech Zavchu BeBaichim Lashem. Frek de loim de lemed, echon mi loim de lemed. How does it say in the pasuk, Vayizbichu sham la'ashem, boma is harasur? Zekushi atzuma, says Rameir Simcha. This is a strong question. And he writes in parentheses, v'toises bir mishali. I expounded on it, explained a little bit more than the shayel asked, but this is the question. V'hei shabti, zofter Rameir Simcha, this is what I answered to Meredik HaChiddush. Kiitza b'taysefta save zvachim. There's a taysefta, then the zvachim in Parak Yud Gimel. Ezu bama gedoyla b'shas heter bamas. What is a bama gedoyla b'shas heter bamas? Says the taysefta, oyal mayed nati kedarkai, when the oyal mayed is spread normally. Ba'aretz lehayu nas, I'm sorry, ba'arain lehayu nasin sham. And the arain is not there. So that's the Lashon of the Tosef, if you look it up, when you read the Meir Simcha. So he explains, Ezu bama gedoyla b'shas heter abama, is pirish. Emosai ve'eich haisa bama gedoyla. How is it possible to have a bama gedoyla? A bama gedoyla is the big mizbeach in the, where the Mishkan is. Asher b'shvil zeh ha'yobamos mutarim la'akri b'chol bamos yachid. That you'll have a bama gedoyla, but you're still able to have small bamais in your backyard, and anyone could bring any carbon that they want. So how and when do you have a big mizbeach somewhere, and yet the bamais ketanais are still mutter? And that answers the Tosefta, oyel mayed nati kedarkai. You could have the oyel mayed spread out in its normal way, kemay b'midbar of a shilai, like a midbar of a shilai. But the Arain is not there. Shebenoiv uvegivain haya Arain beplishtim uvevesai ved Adam vekirai si Arain of Yerushalayim. When the Mishkan was in Noiv and Givain, the Arain was either by the Plishtim in the house of Ved Adam, kirai si Arain, Yerushalayim. So the Arain was not in the same place as the Bama Gedoyla. So if you have the Arayin in the Mishkan, and there's a Bama Gedayla, like in Shiloh, like in Yerushalayim, then Bama is Harat Aser. But if you'll have a Bama Gedayla, but the Arayin is not in the Mishkan, which is the normal case, like in Noiv and Givayin, there was a Bama Gedayla there, a big Mizbeach for Karbanos. However, the Arayin wasn't there, the Arayin was in other places. So even though you have a Bama Gedayla, you're allowed to have Bamas Katanas in your backyard. L'chein ha-bama is mutarim. Aval b'shiloi haya aron b'ayal mayir, v'chein haya bama is asurim, zepir shati sefta. But in Shiloi, there was the ayal mayir with the aron, so that's why the pasuk tells us that in Shiloi, bama is harasur. Now, you might ask a question, whoa, 1 second. V'had b'gilgul haya bama is mutaris, but what about in the 14 years when they were conquering Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishkan was in Gilgal, and the aron was there, and yet we just read the pasuk that you're allowed to have bamas? Mishum deloy nachu mikibush nachla. That's a different reason. This whole concept only begins when we are resting from, we finished conquering Eretz Yisrael. Like the pasuk says, ki lei basem adato elamenucha denachu mikibush yu'in sham. Our pasuk says, in the next pasuk test over here, in Re'ei, is this all begins after you stop the conquering, then the rules kick in. If you have the Oyel Mayed with the Arin inside of it, and you have the Mizbeach outside, so then Bamais are Aser, Shiloh in Yerushalayim. If you have the Oyel Mayed without the Arin, even though you have a big Mizbeach there to bring Karbanas, Bamais are Mutter, like in Noiv and Givayin, where the Arin was somewhere else. That is the Klal, says Rebbe Meir Simcha. Now comes the Chiddush. When did this story happen? Shaiftim Perek Beis in Boichim. Haya acharei Mois Yeshua. This was after Yeshua was Nifter. Uvimeazkenim sha'avdu es Hashem uchamay shapir sha'am efarshim. And this is referring to in the time of the Zekenim. The Zekenim who served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they came and gave Musr to Klai Yisrael, like the Mefarshim say. Now, how long did these Zekenim live? Hazkenim yomim herichu shanim loy k'may shomru chazal. The Gemara Masech, the Shabbos Kuf Hei Amid Bey says, Vayavid Hamas, the Pasuk says in Shoiftim Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, that's our next Pasuk here. Again, Pasuk Hei says they brought Karbanos and Boichim. And Pasuk Zayin says, Vayavdu Hamas Hashem kol yomei Yeshua, and all the days of the Zekenim, meaning the Musr they just gave, Klal Yisrael took to heart and they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How long was that? Says the Pasuk. Sounds like a long time. Says the Gemara in Shabbos. No. He told them they had long days but not long years. How long did they taka live? So later on in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chof Tes, Parshas Nitzavim, Lamed Aleph Chof Tes, over there, Rav Meir Simcha brings from this, I'm sorry, Parshas Vayela. Over there, Meir Simcha brings from the Seder Olam, Ki Yadat Echarimois, Ki Ashchis Tashchison. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I know after I die, you're going to mess things up, you're going to destroy things. And Chazal say, doesn't mean after he dies. It means after he dies, Yeshua dies and the Zekenim die. So says the Seder Olam, how long is that? Moshe lived for 120, Yeshua another 28 years after that, and the Zekenim only for 2 years after that. A total of 150 years, and Meir Simcha brings out 150 out of 6,000 years of the world is Echad Me'ar Boim is 1/40th. That's like Chuma of Ayin Taiva. Okay, but the point is that the Zekenim only lived for 2 years. So this Maisa here in the beginning of Perek Beis in Shoiftim that happened after Yeshua's death in the lives of the Zekenim was during those 2 years right after Yeshua was Nifter. So if the Pasuk says that they Klal Yisrael served HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rest of the days of the Zekenim, the Mashmoy, and that was only 2 years, the Mashmoy says, this story happened right after Yeshua was Nifter. Vim kein haya teka v'acharei meis Yeshua. Now, uve misasam nemer b'Yeshua chavdalet amara, pasagalet. Now, misasai probably should say, when we look at go back to Yeshua's death in the end of Yeshua, Perech of Dalit, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says over there, Vayetzayf Yeshua es kol shivtei Yisrael Shechema. Yeshua gathered all of Klal Yisrael to Shechem, and he had everyone stand there. And the Pasuk says, Vayisyatzvu lifnei holikim. And they stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean they stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, in Pasuk Chavav, towards the end of the parak, Vayichtav Yeshua asadvar me'ele b'sefer teres alikim. Yeshua made a treaty with Klal Yisrael to serve Hashem, and he wrote it down. Vayikach Evan Gedoyla, and he took an Evan Gedoyla, big stone. Vayikimeh Hashem, and he set it up there. Tachas ho'ala, under the tree. Asher b'mikdash Hashem, which is in the Mikdash Hashem. Says Rashi, Allah doesn't mean a tree, it means the Mezuzas HaPesach. Mezuzas HaPesach, the doorway. Asher b'mikdash Hashem, what do you mean Mikdash Hashem? The Mikdash Hashem was in Shechem? What's going on here? Says Rashi, Klape Sheviu Shames Arayin, since they brought the Arayin to Shechem, how do we know we brought the Arayin to Shechem? Says Rashi, well, go look back at Pasuk Aleph, Vayisiyatz V'lifnei Elokim, they stood in front of Hashem. What do you mean, where's Hashem in Shechem? The Teretz says Rashi, they brought the Arayin to make this treaty. Yeshua took the Arayin out of the Oyel Mayed and brought it to Shechem. And Vayisiyatz V'lifnei Elokim, and he made this in front of, wherever they put the Aron, that's when he set up this Evan, which is this treaty of that he wrote down in a Sefer. He put it, Lifnei Olikim, he put it, Asher B'mikdash Hashem. Lefi Pirsh Rashi, Lefi Sheviu Shama Aron, K'may Shenemer L'mal V'yisatz Lifnei Olikim. V'im Kain, says Dr. Meir Simcha, so what do you see? You see that when Yehoshua was Nifter, the Aron was not in Shiloh in the Mishkan. Haza Aron haya b'Shechem. 1 second. So now, let's revert back to our Tosefta. The Tosefta says, when our Bamos Aser, when the Oyel Mayed, the Mishkan has the Aron in it. But the Aron wasn't in the Mishkan in Shiloh now, they took it out. If that's true, the El Mayed had a din like a regular Bama Gedoyla, a regular Bama not like a Mizbeach, and therefore the Bamas were Mutar in the rest of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Zakter Meir Simcha, if that's where this was, the Aron was in Shechem. So now let's fast forward to Perek Beis in Shoftim. Right after Yeshua's Nifter, we could assume the Aron, for some reason, was still in Shechem. And therefore in Baichim, Vayizbechu LaHashem, they were able to bring Karbanos in Perek Beis, Vayizbechu Sham LaHashem, and Abama, because the Aron was not in the Oyel Mayed, V'lechein Zavchu Sham V'vayichim LaHashem V'zeh Borer. Meira Dika Ga'inis for Meir Simcha, to answer the question of this Loimei Lemet. Then he continues, U'boi Re'ei Amitis Dover Zeh, I'm going to show you how true this is, because I'll bring you another Raya. Shoftim Perek Chof, the Mechemes Yisrael of Binyamin Kasuf, after the story of Pelegish Begiva, Klal Yisrael went to war against Binyamin. Now this is related in Shoftim Perek Chof, and it says over there in Pasuk Chavav, this is way, we're going all the way from Aleph, all the way till Perek Chof, Pasuk Chavav. And it says over there, Vayalu kol b'nei Yisrael v'chalom vayavoyu Beis El. Klal Yisrael came to Beis El, vayivku, they fasted, vayalu oilos u'shlamim lifnei Hashem. It says all of Klal Yisrael brought karbanos in Beis El. Harei de Beis El ikrivu oilos u'shlamim. In Beis El, they brought oilos u'shlamim. Now, the Radak over there is very busy with this. He says, Beis El, how can you bring Karbonis? Must be it's really Shiloh, and it's called Beis El. He's bothered by this. But Meir Simcha says, no, Beis El is Beis El. Shiloh is Shiloh. Two separate places. Harei de Beis El ikrivu oilos u'shlamim. Mishum d'chsiv tekef. Why? Because the next pasuk says, Vayishalu b'nei Yisrael b'Hashem. V'shom orin b'ris alikim b'yomim mohem. And they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Orin was there. Now, according to Radak, it means the Aron was in Shiloh. But why does the Torah of Navi have to tell us that? So, Dr. Meir Simcha, no. Harei the Aron haya oz be-Beis El. At that point, the Aron was in Beis El. And if the Aron was in Beis El, and that's why they were being shoyl now in Beis El, so again, V'lochein hayu mutarim habamos. If the Aron is not in the Mishkan, bamos are mutar. So that's why the pasuk before says, v'yalu oilus u'shlamim, they brought karmanos and beisel. V'yomakrivim sham beveisel, g'din bamos yachid. That's an amitis davarzeh, another raya. V'oisich lo laharoi. So now Zokter Meir Simcham can add on. Mi hevi oz Aron lebeisel. How did Aron get the beisel? Who brought it there? So Bishlama, in Shechem, it sounds like Yeshua brought it to make the treaty. Zok there like this. Ki b'seder olam amru. In Seder olam it says, ki hach ubdo de pilagish begiva hayu b'mei kushan rishatay. This story of pilagish begiva, although it's all the way in Perek Chaf, however, in Seder olam it says, it was in the times of this kushan. It was in this time's Kushan. And at that time, Yerushalayim didn't have any Jews in it. Not 100% sure why Rameir Simcha is bringing this out, as we'll see in a moment. Like it says in Perek Yotes, in my Meshachachma, it says a mistake, Perek Yot Zayin, should be Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yud Beis. In Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Lov Adoinov Leinosr Al Ir Nochri, Ashalay B'nei Salheina. He said, let's not go to the Ir Nochri, a strange nation, a strange city. Why is it a strange city? Because there's no Jews in Yerushalayim at that point. So Zakter Meir Simcha, what do you mean there are no Jews in Yerushalayim? When were there no Jews in Yerushalayim? I'll tell you when there were no Jews in Yerushalayim. V'zeho yasamuch l'moysa Yeshua. When Yeshua was Nifter, there were no Jews yet in Yerushalayim. Ayin ha-goyis ha-gra, l'sei do'ilam perik yud beis. Look at the ha-goyis ha-gra and say do'ilam Perek Yud Beis, where the Goyin says, Al Karchach, if in this story of Pilagish Begiva, he said, there are no Jews yet in Yerushalayim, that had to be that it was right after Yeshua was Nifter. It couldn't have been years later. Years later already, there were Jews in Yerushalayim. So Zakti Goyin, Tzorech Loimer, Shateke Vachare Mois Yeshua Emaisa Pilagish Begiva, that the story of Pilagish Begiva had to happen right after Yeshua was Nifter. Uvishaiptim Paragalov Pasukhov Bays, which is today's Nach Yomi, and Paragalov Pasukhov Bays, the Pasuk says, Vayalu Beis Yosef Gam Heim Beisel Vashem Imam. The Pasuk before that says, that the Yavusi Yoishev Yerushalayim Loi Harishu B'nei Binyamin. B'nei Binyamin didn't conquer the Yoishev Yerushalayim. And then it says, Vayalu Beis Yosef afterwards got Mehem Beisel, that Beis Yosef went, the tribe of Yosef went to Beisel, Vashem Imam. And it says, Vayosiru B'nei Beis Yosef B'Beisel. Beis Yosef sent spies to Beisel, to conquer Beisel. The city was called Luz, and they conquered Beisel. So now, says Reb Meir Simcha, what does it mean, Vashem Imam? They went to Beisel, and they conquered it. Vashem Imam. Hashem was with them. What do you mean, Hashem Imam? Sha'orin, so, ki ladaiti pirushe kaya oren itam. Hashem Imam means they had the oren. Just like by Yeshua, it says they stood in front of Hashem, that meant the Aron. So here also, Vashem Imam means the Aron. So who brought the Aron from Shechem to Beisel? The Beis Yosef, who didn't bring it. I'm sorry, who were going to conquer Beisel, they took the Aron with them. When did that occur? The pasuk before says it occurred when Binyamin did not conquer Yerushalayim. There were no Jews in Yerushalayim. And in Pelegish Begiva, we just said, there were no Jews in Yerushalayim. Must be, Zokter Meir Simcha, that the story Pelegish Begiva happened in this Tkufa. And the Aron was in Beisel. Because Beis Yosef had captured Beisel Vashem Imam. Now, why did they bring it? Why did Yosef punt take the Aron, not the other? We don't find the other Shvatim taking the Aron. I'm not 100% sure why that is, but the fact that they took the Aron to Beisel from Shechem, right after the death of Yeshua, to conquer Beisel, so the Aron was in Beisel. When did Pelagish Begeva happen? It happened now also, because there was no one in Yerushalayim. And therefore, that's why it says that after the story of Pelagish Begeva, what did they do? They came to Beisel, Vayalu Oilus Ushlam and Lifnei Hashem, Vayishalu Bnei Yisob Hashem, Visham Oren Briselikim, Vayimahim. The Oren was there. Who brought it? Beis Yisef brought it there. And he ends off from Meir Simcha, Birshami Megillah, Parakam Alofi in Beis. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Zesimen. The Yishami says this is the following simen, different than the Tesepta before. Kol she'orin bifneim, when the orin is in the ayomayin, habamis asurim. Remember, Rameir Simcha learned in the Tesepta that the Tesepta said when the orin is, when the Mishkan is not the Kedarka, and there's a Mizbeach, like in Shiloh, like in Yerushalayim, everything is in its right place, bamis harasur. When it's not Nati Kedarkai, even though there's a big Mizbeach called the Bama Gedaila, like in Naiv and Givain, the Aron was Zokter Meir Simcha Pshan, the Tesept is, and the Aron was in other places. So Memela you could bring on a Bama Ketana. And that Meir Simcha was Mechadish. What if the Mishkan is in Shiloh, and we take out the Aron, like all these stories, also a Bama becomes Mutter. So now he finds it in Yerushalmi. Kol Sha'aron Bifnim, Habamus Hasurim. Yotza, if the Aron went out, Habamus Mutaris. Vizel Kamoshim Pirashim Yat Tesepta. Zokter Meir Simcha, that's how I learned up the Tesepta. I learned it like the Yerushalmi. But on that, boy, Reb Zira come Reb Yaisi. Reb Zira asked Reb Yaisi. Reb Zira asked him from Reb Yaisi. Afilu Lisha, Kagay Nahida Eli. What about if they took it out for a short time? Like by Eli, they took out the Aron to go fight the Plishtim. So they took it out of the Mishkan of Shiloh. Are Bamos Mutter then as well? Now, Zokter Meir Simcha, one second. I told you, yeah. I told you that once the Aron leaves, it's Mutter. So what's Yishalmi Shaila? I proved to you with the psukim, even if it goes out for a shah, for a short amount of time, it's mutter. So, is that a stira to my hoshtag otaira because the Yerushalmi is not sure? No, but tzarech loymar. The dafka kishayotzel mechama, the Yerushalmi shayla is when the Aron goes out to war, shalaynach bishum makim. The Aron didn't rest anywhere. They didn't put it down and make a whole matzah for it. They took it out for the Muhammad. Grad unfortunately got captured. But they took it out for the Muhammad. And that the Yerushalmi has a question. If they take it out to go bring it back just for Muhammad, Arbamus Mutarim. So Shaper Boim Arbamus Mutarim. Mashain Ken Kan, by us, they took it out of Shiloh. And maybe even they took it out like Bnei Yosef took it out for Muhammad. But it wasn't just temporary to go back. Because it was Noch B'Shem, Yeshua had already taken it out, and he put it in Shechem, and he made a home for it. They put his Sefer Torah by the entrance to that home in Shechem. V'Noch B'Vesel, like the Pasuk says, over there by Pelagish Begiva, the Aron was in Beisel at the time. Why was it in Beisel? They made a matzah for it. Beis Yosef had made a matzah for it in Beisel. So to take it out, not just temporarily, probably the point is the Aron should eventually go back to the Mishkan, but for whatever reason, they took it out, and they put it in a place as stationary, it was Nach. That says Rameir Simcha, the Yerushalmi, and the way I'm learning Tesefta tells me that Bamas Artaka Mutter. And these are, it's a Ga'inus of Rameir Simcha, learning all these different Pshatim, all these different Psukim, in Yahshua, Shaiftim Perak Aleph, Shaiftim Perak Beis, Shaiftim Perak Chaf, putting them all together to show you, as his Lashon is, Vizebarer. Uboy urei amitas dover ze. This he holds this mamish lamita shal teira. So now you understand why Rav Hutner writes dvarim hamisulaim, these praiseworthy and beautiful words of Rav Meir Simcha here in Parshas Re'ei. Mesukim midvash. Kol tov, everyone.